This is a Construction Tales brief safety topic. While researching on the topic of power tools, I decided to share that direct current motors, known as the acronym DC for short, are classified as either brushed or brushless. Brushed motors have been around for over 100 years since the birth of electricity. Meanwhile, brushless motors were created back in 1962 during the advancement of solid-state electronics. The first brushless motor was introduced by T.J. Wilson and P.H. Tricky. The cat whisker was the first solid-state electronic component that was first developed back in 1906. Stay tuned for future videos where I break down solid-state electronic components. In this video, we shall review how some motor components work together along with the advantages and disadvantages of brushed versus brushless motors. These DC motors convert electric current into rotational motion. What is the difference between brushed versus brushless motors? The primary difference between brushed and brushless motors would be that brushed motors are mechanically driven, while brushless are electronically driven. Brushed motors contain both a stationary part that's called a stator and a moving part that's called a rotor. The stator has permanent magnets, while rotors have electromagnets. Another key part that works with the rotor and stator is known as a commutator. The commutator is a specialized slip ring that is typically used on DC motors. The commutator transfers electrical power between the stationary housing and the rotating armature with the bonus purpose of reversing the electrical current direction. The direction of the current is reversed every 180 degrees. By flipping the polarity of the magnetic pole, this is what causes the continuation of the spinning of the power tool. This also ensures that the torque continues in the same direction. The carbon brushes work with the commutator, stator, and rotor to transfer the electrical voltage. The voltage creates an electromagnetic field within the rotor. Now that we have a basic understanding on brushed versus brushless motors, let's look at the pros versus cons between the two types of DC motors. What are the disadvantages of using a brushed motor? The disadvantages are the following: less efficiency, hotter motor, shorter lifespan, and requires more maintenance. What are the advantages of using a brushed motor? The advantages are the following: affordable cost to produce, ability to be mass-produced, simple to operate, reliable, available in many sizes and ratings, easy controls, and good on lower duty cycles. What are the disadvantages of using a brushless motor? The brushless disadvantages are the following: requires electronic controller, more expensive, and more complex. What are the advantages of using a brushless motor? The advantages of using a brushless motor include the following: precise speed control, better suited to continuous or long-running duty cycles, longer life, less maintenance, and high efficiency. It appears that brushless power tool motors are the choice to make. What is your motor of choice? Well, my friend, this wraps up what I have for now on how a DC motor operates, along with the pros and cons of choosing between a brushed or brushless power tool. This concludes this Construction Tales safety topic. Come back for more topics soon.